23. The truth that Shmuel said like this. Rashi says, "What that after all the red gravy comes out, then it's mut, it's not no more blood, but then it's okay. Is that true? I've omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, kika shechotach lebosom. If you have meat, cooked up meat, that you cut it on top of a piece of bread, also lochle, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Rashi says, behind bosa kva nitzlo. This meat was already roasted. So how come you can't eat it anymore? I Shmuel says, once the red goes away, it's mutter. So my answer is, Shani Hosom, Tiagav Duchka de Sakina Polit. Over there, the pshat is, if you're slicing the meat, when you slice the meat, like you press down on the meat, that causes blood still to come out from the meat. Therefore, it's also. Rashi says, Shani Hosom, Tiagav Duchka de Sakina Polit. Le'olam really kishatalit, from Rosein Adam Yetumenu. Once the smoke starts to come up, that's a proof that the blood starts coming out because of the fire. And it's only the fat that's coming out. But when you cut that piece of meat now, when you cut it, you're like pressing down on it with the knife. And that causes the leftover blood to come out. Therefore, Shmuel holds, if you cut meat, even cooked up meat, on top of a piece of bread, so the redness that comes out has lach of dam on it, and it's also tated. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Dogim v'yoifois shemolchim zem zeh. If you have fish v'yoifois and chicken, shemolchim zem zeh, that you salted them together in the same pot. Rashi says, Dogim v'lav daf goifois, the chol shchein bosu, the same thing. But for yishukoshim y'bosu oifois. Yes, if you salted the two together, if you salted fish and the meat or chicken together, sa'asurim, you're not allowed to eat it. I assume a dog can eat the fish by itself. Shadam yotzei min habosav nivla b'dogim, because the blood of the meat, when you salt it, the blood comes out. So now it's meliach as kraseich, or go into the fish. So you're not allowed to eat the fish. Now, what's the case talking about? E b'kli shena menukah. If you're salting it now in a regular kli that doesn't have holes, that it doesn't drip out. Says so. I feel oifus v'yifus nami asiri. Any type of salting is osa. If it just salt chicken by itself or meat by itself, also would be osa. If the blood doesn't drip out, the blood stays there, so pshit it's osa. Elamai b'kli menuk, we're talking about no a kli like we do it, that the blood could drip out of it, that has holes in it. It's afil dogim v'yefus nami shari. Even though you're salting the fish and the meat together, so what? But the blood drips out, it doesn't come back into the fish. So why should it be osa? Samar says, yes, the other one, the case is talking about the kli menukiv. We're talking about now a kli that has holes in it. The kli menukiv. The dogim is like this. The dogim, the fish, mishum the rofi karmayu, since it's very soft, the rofi karmayu. Fish, since the skin is very soft, kodmi yopalti, it comes out fast and it's perlet. Kodmi yopalti will come out. The dogim, mishum the rofi karmayu, since it's very soft, kodmi yopalti. As far as the one at the end. Dogim mishum the rofi kamal, since it's soft, it finishes fast being throwing out its blood. But the oifis kemiti, but the fish still keeps on giving out its blood. Both of the naichi dam, after the fish finished already giving out its blood. Therefore, pliti oifis, the fish, the chicken is still giving out its blood. Vodi boliminei, and then the fish receives the dam. That's why it's also, even though it's a kli menukiv, but still, Rashi says, Mishum the dogim rofa kamayu krum shalem rach, like the skin around the fish is very soft. And also what it finishes being poiled, it's sear or it's dam first. And the yoifis is still giving out, and therefore now the dam of the yoifis go back into the fish, and therefore the fish becomes also. Rashi says, Avo bosa, but meat and meat, manashach, Kozman, one piece is giving out its blood, the other piece is also giving out its blood. Therefore, it's not Balea, one from the other. It's only fish and chicken, or fish and meat, that the fish is much softer, gives out less blood, that the fish becomes us. You shouldn't salt them together. Yeah. Rav Mori, the Gemara says, Rav Mori bar Rochel, Imlech lei bosa shchuto, pahadi bosa treifa. He wants salted together in the same pot, bosa shchuto means kosher meat, with bosa treifa they can meet. So he salted them together. So Koran Tal Gemara should still be mutter. Because Manashach, Kozman, they're being pearl at the dam, it's not belay or anything. So they both work at the same time, they're not belay, they don't receive anything more from the other. So Asla came with the Rava, came in front of Rava, or Malay said back to him, Hatimeyim less at Siron, the right from the Kefishlim. The Bosnik says Hatimeyim, so he dash in the behemoth that's Timei or Trefa, not only like it is dam also, but it's also the tzir, the juice that comes out of the meat, the right from his gravy, the Kefishlim in a pot. Like all this nice Saint Tom is also. See, if so, here also the Chura, even when it got finished giving off its blood, but then the tzir comes out, the juice comes out of it, and that's also also. That's why it should be also. Rashi says they salted the two together. Over Kli Manuk, it was a holy pot. Kemishpat Hamochim Basa Kemiboylan. Me and Rin, do we say Kiheche de Gabi Dam? When Leichashinin, they both give off the same time. See, here also maybe. So he answered back, no, the Pesach says, HaTimeim, an extra Yisera, Lechem Choshereitz, Tzirin Vat V'Keifon, Pirma Bosom, V'Tavon HaNikva B'Shulik, there, when you cook up the meat, even the bottom gravy, it's also. Now Rashi says, V'Chivon, the Tzirin also. Since the juice, the gravy that comes out of this meat is also, Mrs. Rabosom HaShochot, Mach Masir HaTreifa, Shunayach Liv Lemen Adam, that's much easier to absorb more than the blood. So therefore, even though maybe the kosher piece of meat is giving out its blood, so what? But the Maya said the tzir, the juice of the basa tzimei, comes out and goes on top of that basa, and that basa shkutis b'leya absorbs the tzir of the behemoth tzimei. And that's the gzeras kasa of a tzimei and less a tzirim. Latayt says that the drosha gemurihi tabi shrotzim, the behemoth chutzmi gabi dogim, not only not by dogim. Pashto is a nissa now, is the tzir itself has a tam of isser on it. So therefore, the tzir goes into the kosher meat and make it also. So therefore, in this last case, when you salt together the basa shrut and the basa treifa, even the basa shruta also becomes also. Now, just a little review of the halachas that we learned here in this daf, that first of all, you cut with a fleshitik knife, so you stam cut kishu, which is cucumbers, you have to like wash off a bigur of the place to make sure there's no shamnunis, no fat left over on the knife. Then we had, what about salt shaker? You're supposed to have a separate, you should have separate salt dishes, one for fleshes, one for milchiks. But the dievet, even though you use one for the other, still it remains mutter. We don't say that the milk or meat went into the salt. Then the shal we had, before was about the chicken or meat that falls into milk. So alochet's brought down the big chum, and alochet's brought down that if the meat or chicken, whatever it was already cooked, was ready either cooked or roasted, it's done already, then we hold it soft, and therefore if it falls into milk, even though it's cold, everything becomes awesome. The meat, the whole meat becomes awesome. And echnami, the milk itself remains muta, unless there's mamish shamnunis fats floating around in it. But if there's more milk, yeshishim k'negedet, the milk itself will not become awesome. But we say that the milk, when the meat falls into the milk, the time of the milk like goes through and through the meat, the whole meat becomes awesome. Even though the meat is cold. But again, this is only if the meat falls into the milk. But let's say you have a mole in the refrigerator, a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, and some meat, milk would fall on top of it, that's another shell. There it could be, it's enough just to wash it off, or take off the klipah, that would be enough. Then the loch we had about not to cut meat over a piece of bread, so we hold the mice that the Mechaber brings down in Simenayin Vov, Sifkon Hei, that flea. If the meat was already roasted, even though you didn't salt it first, you're allowed to cut it over a piece of bread, and the bread is mut, even though some bread juice comes out, that's only called juice, it's not called blood. As long as the meat was already roasted, and it says, in nitzla ad kedei shihei royo l'achilo l'roi b'nei yodim, da'inu chatzis liyotze, was already cooked, roasted, halfway, half done, that most people will be able to eat it, so then already we say all the dam is out, and what comes out afterwards is only called juice. So kids, if you have a piece of roasted meat, you're allowed to cut it, slice it on top of bread, and the redness that comes out is mutter. The only shaila, while you're starting at the beginning to roast the meat, now you want to put a pot underneath to catch the juice, so there we say at the beginning of the roasting is really the blood that drips out, so that blood is awesome. So therefore, when you're roasting blood, when you're roasting the meat, you should not put a kli underneath it to mekabel the juice that drips down, until after the meat is already again roasted, at least halfway done, at least roi lachila. Once it's Roy Lachilo, then we say what comes out afterwards is not considered dam anymore. That's only juice. That would be muta. And then the last halach we had, when you're salting, so you have to be careful not to salt fish and meat together. Because the svari is that the fish gives off all its blood and all its sear comes out first, and then it stops giving out, so then the fish could absorb the other blood from the meat. Whereas the meat itself would keep on giving out more dam, so therefore it gives out, and that dam goes into the fish. Mashenkin, if you only be salting pieces of meat one next to another, there we say the svari is that kol zaman the meat are like spitting out its blood, it's not balaya. So even though you have to be afraid maybe one piece finishes giving over the dam before the other piece, but still the svari is that even after it gives off its dam, the meat gives off its tear, it's like throwing out juice. And that juice also is a svari, the kol zaman is spitting it out, is not balaya or anything. So by the time the piece of meat finishes giving out all its blood and all its sear, for sure the other piece of meat already also finished giving off that blood, therefore not be balaya dam one from another. So the salt meat together, it's muta, but just fish, you're not allowed to salt fish together with meat, because the fish finishes first, and then it'll be balaya the dam from the behemoth, from the meat. Alright, we'll stop here.